And guys, we've got, I think, a really neat program ahead of us today. And we also have Mr. Mike Brennan with us with MI Tech News. Mike, how you doing today?
Always great, Foster. Thanks.
Mike is here to talk about a few of the headlines that are out there in his weekly collection of mitechnews.com. That's the website. But you guys who are listening to us right now, folks can get a free copy of that sent to yourself on your email every week, and you'll get much more than just the three headlines we're going to talk about today. And in just a moment, we'll tell you how to do that for absolutely nothing. So, Mike, thank you very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, like I said, and keep the folks around Michigan updated on what's happening in Michigan technology.
And it keeps on getting bigger and bigger. As a matter of fact, in a little bit, we'll talk about how this MI Tech News has expanded to be more than just kind of a digital version of a news magazine. It's much more than that right now. But Mike, let's talk about some of the things, a few examples of your headlines. One is, what caught my eye was that Oakland County Tech 248 held their first networking event, and apparently there are a whole lot more people that showed up than they expected.
Yeah, Greg Doyle, who's now in charge of that group, which, by the way, is our newest partner that we're working with, said they were hoping for 20, but they got more than 100, and I was there to witness it, and it was an overflow crowd. So
wonderful. Well, what is Tech 248, just for the sake of our audience?
Well, it's an effort on the part of Oakland County. They've done some surveys which show they have 4,000 tech companies in Oakland County, of which about half of them are one-man band, one-woman band kind of thing, but mm-hmm. the other 2,000 or so are multiple employees. They're targeting all 4,000 of these companies and trying to come up with a networking event every month that'll be moving around Oakland County, because Oakland County is a pretty big geographic county. That will allow all these folks to get together, much mm-hmm. like they did this week, and great minds get together, and who knows what's going to come out of that.
And so what were some of the things that they talked about in that first one, just to give people an idea?
Well, it was mostly we learned about Blue Water Technologies, which is audio, video, media, all sorts of a company.
Yeah.
Does all sorts of things that I'd never heard of the company before, to be honest.
I have. I've done a lot of, matter of fact, I did some voice work for them in a while back.
Yeah, they're based over in Southfield, if I'm not
mistaken.
Right, they
moved to Southfield now, yeah?
Yeah, they're huge. I got six offices around the country, and they're mm-hmm. they're a lot bigger than what they look like when you drive by the building. And then we also heard from another fellow, Jason Arisnik, who is the CEO of Benzinga, which is sort of, call it a Michigan-based Bloomberg stock market service.
Hmm.
They do much more than that. But he grew from a little basement operation, and now he's got like 60 employees.
Wow.
And I, of course, approached him about working with us, so I'm waiting for him to get back to us.
Yeah. Mike is out there networking. And by the way, for people who are interested in networking, you'll find a lot of leads in MI Tech News. Okay, the next headline was about online tech. We know Jan Ness and, matter of fact, Gary Baker's company way back when. Jan now is co-CEO of that. They hosted a free disaster, or are hosting a free disaster recovery workshop in Detroit.
Yeah, they have one scheduled for February 19th. You're going to be people that attend that. It's a half a day seminar. People that attend that will then they'll walk through the business continuity planning exercise. I mean, that's really important. As I keep harping on, I know, but cyber is everything now. They got criminal elements out there that are very, very good
yep.
about penetrating your networks. And if you're not ready for this, you know, some bad thing can happen very quickly, and then you can lose your company.
Yep.
So these planning sessions like this, these workshops, are very important. And since it's free, what the heck? I would attend, right?
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Let's talk about one of the other things here that you have as a headline, and moving on to kind of the state level. Governor Snyder has proposed creating a new energy agency that's going to be combining economic development and environmental protection.
Yeah, the Public Service Commission, the Energy Office of the MEDC, and also another element that does all the grants and stuff, they're all in separate departments. He hasn't decided what he's going to call this or what this is going to be yet, whether it'll be a separate cabinet post or whatever. But the impetus behind this is that the renewable energy your portfolio standards are expiring at the end of this fiscal year, which would be October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's trying to pull all this stuff together, and he's got to come up with a plan so that Right now, I think it's 20% we have to have from renewable for the whole grid over the state by 2020. And so he's reviewing all that, and I suspect that number will probably go up.
Well, Mike, great headlines. Probably, folks, there are many other headlines in the around the country and around the world as well at MI Tech News. Simply go to internetadvisor.net, our homepage, scroll down, and subscribe for nothing. And every Friday, you'll be getting not only these headlines, you'll also get audio and video resources as well. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. We look forward to talking with you next week as well.
Thanks, Foster. Thanks, Ed.